you now need to transition it going against the Lakers, who aren't exactly a great team record-wise, but you look at them on paper and you're like, well, they still got LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook.
Exactly. And, you know, Westbrook coming off the bench was probably a smart thing, whether he buys into it or not. And it's going to be interesting to see if, you know, Patrick Beverley, if they put him on, you know, Bogdanovich and, you know, slow him down. Now, the Lakers have been off since Sunday. So they have no excuse. The Pistons playing a back-to-back. Granted, they didn't have to travel. It's the same freaking arena.
First team. At least one team will have four wins after this, right?
That's right. It's amazing looking at that standings and seeing what the Lakers are. When they have arguably, you know, LeBron's still a top five player in this league. I don't care what anybody says.
No, he is. But even him, I mean, he's having a down year where you look at him scoring 24 a game, you're like,
yeah,
well, that is low.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, exactly.
I mean, what? And it's weird.
And if they let Anthony Davis not shoot threes and just, you know, be a dominant player in the post or short jumpers, he's one of the best players in the league too. But they have nothing else. You know, Westbrook is good off the bench. Lonnie Walker's been a pleasant surprise for them. But come on. Former Golden Grizzly Kendrick Nunn has done nothing. Four and a half points per game. Beverly's good on defense. Will there be a Max Christie sighting tonight?
I mean, I hope.
I think he's been going back and forth with the G League as
well. Yeah, he's on the Henry Ellenson train. Yeah. Is this the first game since the skirmish last year that they played one another?
No, because I think they played in L.A. after that.
Was there? Oh, that's right. Right. LeBron wasn't available.
Right.
And,
well, Beef Stew's not playing, so.
Exactly. So LeBron's definitely going to play. And I feel like LeBron always has, like, a vendetta against Detroit, too. Just from the Cavs and going to those playoff games when he was in high school and everything. Like, I think he kind of hates Detroit, which is cool. I like when a team or a player hates the team that we root for.
That,
right?
Yeah. You know what?
Makes the game interesting.
That's what makes sports sports. There has to be some hate factor. That's what people think the problem with pro sports and in particular the NBA is the handshakes, the hugs after games and that stuff. Yeah.
We got a spread on the game? Who do we think's winning, Stoney? Let me pull this up.
Pull the spread.
We'll have some fun with it.
Yes.
You like to bet, right?
Yeah, occasionally.
The Lakers are favored by 7.
Wow. Pistons on a back-to-back. Lakers haven't played in a week or close to a week, 5 days. I would take the Lakers.
So would I.
If, you know, gun to my head, give me
the
Lakers.
And then the over-under's 226.
Oh, give me the over. I mean, I don't think what we saw last night is going to...
Like, you don't see it being like a 113, 107 game, something like that?
Nah, because I think...
Do you think it's in the 120s?
I think LeBron, it could be a 40-point game for him tonight.
So when... Okay, can we try to... let's play the schedule game just for a second with the Pistons, okay?
Because I said before this trip started, I'd be thrilled if they went 2-4, right?
Yes. So we're both picking them to lose against the Lakers. The Kings.
The Kings are a fun team to watch, man.
They really are. De'Aaron Fox is, I mean, he's a legit guard. I really like him a lot. I mean, Keegan Murray's not playing for them right now. He's hurt. Kind of still like Sacramento. Denver, they're playing pretty well. Jamal Murray's back.
Yeah, they lost the other night. They all lost the other night, though.
Who the hell is going to defend Jokic on this team?
No one.
Right. The Jazz. I mean, we know the Pistons' woes out there.
Yeah, and then back to the late 80s. They can never win in Salt Lake City.
Bogdanovich is going home.
Right.
Maybe he wants some revenge. He goes out.
Kelly Olynyk's going to light up his former team.
55.
Is Sabin Lee even playing, or did they cut him after the trade? I have no idea.
But do you know who their leading scorer is?
Who?
Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, he's been unbelievable.
It's wild, right?
Yes.
First round guy for the Bulls, and then he went to the Cavs.
Right. He was at Arizona, right?
Yep. 6'11". I mean, the kid can score 21 a game.
They're probably the biggest surprise in the NBA this year.
And then the Suns.
Because everybody thought that with all the moves that Ainge was just tanking.
Right?
Yeah.
The Suns?
Oh, they got no shit. You know what? They could go for the trip. And then they come home to play Cleveland again.
Welcome to the NBA, man.
Yeah. The Lions will have more wins by Christmas than the Pistons will have.
And then they play the Knicks after that, who the Knicks have had their number this year.
Yeah.
God, could they? The Mavs? No. They probably can't beat the Mavs. The Grizz?
The
Heat. There we go. They can beat the Heat.
Where? Here?
In Miami, Tuesday, December 6th.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's happening.
Pelicans, Grizzlies, Lakers again. Hornets. There we go.
There's your team.
December 14th.
When do they play Houston?
They have to win a game between now and December 14th, right?
You would think so. You know, what's very interesting and probably sad is we were all kind of excited when they beat Golden State. Golden State's horrible.
Yeah.
That team has –